President Trump waits for next week. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The former president taking to social media to say he believes he'll be arrested on Tuesday. Fox's Nate Foy with more.
The former President Trump is already reacting to his expected arrest on Tuesday, posting this on Truth Social. It reads in part, quote, "With no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back." Now, this case centers around a $130,000 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels on the eve of the 2016 presidential election.
And that there is Fox's Nate Foy. Democratic Representative Jeff Jackson, though, of North Carolina, shares his theory on the case. He was on Fox News Live.
I think one of the key aspects of the DA's case is going to be that not only do we have evidence that Michael Cohen was reimbursed for that, we have Trump's signature on the checks, but that the reimbursement happened in phases. And that's important because it speaks to intent.
And South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is blunt about how he thinks the facts add up.
The case against the former president hinges on an untested and therefore risky legal theory involving a complex interplay of laws, all amounting to a low-level felony. You know what that means in English? They're making stuff up that they've never used against anybody because they hate Trump.
Graham speaking from the Palmetto Vision 24 National Conservative Policy Forum in Charleston. And Japan saying North Korea has launched a suspected missile towards the sea. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency citing the South's military is saying that the North Korean military had fired a ballistic missile towards its eastern waters. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hunter Biden, the son of the current president, suing the owner of the computer shop where he left his laptop in 2019. Fox's Alexandria Hoff with more.
No comment when it came to the countersuit filed by the president's son, Hunter Biden, against the owner of a computer repair shop where his notorious laptop was allegedly abandoned. So there's that as well. And while departing from the White House for Delaware, the president really had little to say about any family dealings, aside from saying, though, that a report from the House Oversight Committee was not true. In that case, that's regarding a large payout that the Biden family members allegedly received from a deal with a Chinese energy company.
Fears continue to mount following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady has more from L.A.
So here's where we stand. I want to start with Silicon Valley Bank. Not only has its parent company filed for bankruptcy, but the FDIC launched a second auction attempt for SVB. To sweeten the deal, U.S. regulators are reportedly now willing to share in those losses. Contagion fears are putting Credit Suisse and First Republic under the microscope as well, both suffering major volatility in their stock prices, with reports swirling either could be ripe for a sale. In the interim, both received a cash influx aimed at common those liquidity fears, Credit Suisse garnering a $54 billion lifeline from Swiss National Bank, with First Republic getting a $30 billion infusion. Now, that rescue came from major banks like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, hoping to avoid further damage.
Regional banks are also concerned as they have similar risk levels as SVB did before its collapse. Credit Suisse Group did cause significant alarm this week after reporting its largest monthly loss since the 2008 financial crisis. And now word that the Swiss government is negotiating a deal with European regulators for UBS to purchase Credit Suisse. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.